Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Well, Mr. Barna.
There we are, the fabulous Listoon Varna by the incomparable Christy Moore, who is currently touring Ireland and playing dates all over the country. A man who had his 80th birthday this year.
Unbelievable.
Still going strong. And an absolute monument to modern Irish music.
So, Alan Buckley, of course, from the Irish Rock and Roll Museum Experience with me in studio. We're talking about Christy Moore's Ride On. Where does this album come in his lineup?
So, it's actually his seventh solo album. And again, if you're talking about a man of his years, it is very difficult to pick maybe one album that exemplifies him. But, Andrea, I think I've gone and done it.
Because well done, me.
Huge congratulations to myself on this front. Because 1984, so like that is a long time ago, but Christy had already been going for about, well, at least 11 years from his first album in 1973. So he'd been going quite a while. He's from Newbridge, County Kildare. Christopher Andrew Moore was born the 7th of May, 1945. And he started out life, he went to Newbridge College, and then he started working in a bank. And then during a bank strike, which lasted 12 weeks, he started dabbling in music because he felt that music was the best way to kind of explore how his condition had changed. He thought things were very stable, and he found an outlet in this. But because the bank strike went on so long, he decided, sod this, I'm off to London. And he went over, like so many Irish people of the time. He worked in building sites. One of his early hits, of course, the song Don't Forget Your Shovel, which very much mirrored the experience and detailed the experience of a lot of Irish men over there working the sites. The song's actually written by another Christy Hennessy, but it kind of put Christy Moore on the map. And one of the beautiful things about this album is that it doesn't just detail his songwriting ability. He's very happy to sing other people's songs
as well. Okay, let's take a look at some of the tracks from the album.
In 47 was the
so there you have it, the city of Chicago. Andrea, are you currently dreaming of the hills of Donegal?
Always.
But the reason I chose this album very specifically is because it has all these, I won't say disparate elements, but the different facets that make up Christy Moore. So the first song, Listoon Varna, very much about his wit and his observational ability to capture the Irish experience. And part of the Irish experience, of course, includes history and the hardships of Irish people. This is a song about emigration, and not even, it certainly relates to modern emigration, but equally from the time of the famine and when Irish people started flooding in their millions across the water. And so this song, it's actually written by his brother, the fabulous Luca Bloom. But it's a gorgeous representation and story of how people through hardship were cast to the four corners of the earth.
Would you call him political?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And we are going to get to that because, as I said, Christy Moore has that wit that we all love. He has the history and he also has the politics.
Let us remember them tonight.
Viva la Quinta Brigada. So if you're asking about politics, Christy is definitely to the left. This is a song about the international brigades that fought in the Spanish Civil War. And of course, that's a very interesting conflict for Ireland because you had people fighting on both sides. You had people from the trade union movement, the leftist movement, who fought with the Republic, sometimes called the POOM. And this song is about the international brigade. And of course, the ultimate tragedy here is there's also Irish people fighting against Irish people.
What's his typical genre?
I think unquestionably, this man is rooted in the traditions of Irish folk. I mean, he is a scholar, apart from everything else, and his deep love of the Irish ballad. And, I mean, the thing to remember about Christy Moore, he's a very clever lyricist and he's brilliant at shaping a song lyrically. He's also a brilliant musician. Mm. And throughout his career, he has also surrounded himself with brilliant musicians, most notably his collaboration in the band Planxty, of course, yeah. with Alan Irvine, Donal Lunny and Declan Sinnott.
So he left?
He did. He continued to work with some of them, absolutely. But I think he is a solo artist. Okay. And I think Christy will be remembered as a solo artist. He was also in a band called Moving Hearts as well. But he's a man deeply in love with the tradition of the Irish ballad.
White horses rode high as the devil passed by, taking souls to Hades by twilight.
I wish I was back home in Derry. So he asked me about politics, Andrea. Do you know who wrote this song?
It's Bobby Sands, isn't it?
It is Bobby yeah. Sands. It is Bobby Sands. And Bobby Sands actually wrote a couple of songs, and very, very talented man. I mean, it is very much, again, about the Irish condition.
Did he write the song in full?
He did write the lyrics. The tune of it and all of that was added by a man called Lightfoot, Gordon Lightfoot, who Canadian, actually, folk artist. But the song and the lyrics are... Yeah. Our Sands, and it. I mean, this is not about representing the views of Bobby Sands. It's a very much, it's a story song, and yeah. it's about the Irish condition. It's about the troubles. It's about, I suppose, the experience of what it means to be Irish at a particular moment in the zeitgeist.
When did you say this Ride On was released?
This is 84.
The album, yeah. is it? So exactly 40 yeah. years ago, or 41 yeah. years ago. And how successful was this album?
Hugely successful. It's not Christy Moore's highest selling album, but actually we're listening to live tracks here for the most part. And the reality is Christy Moore, if you've never seen him live... He's absolutely brilliant live. Mm. And his highest selling album is actually Christy Moore Live in the Point, which sold almost, I think, about 750,000 copies, which in Irish terms, I mean, Christy Moore is not someone who's huge all around the world.
Yeah.
But we are talking about the man who was voted Ireland's greatest living musician a few years ago.
This is probably the song that he's most, I would say, well, it's probably the most successful track from this album.
It absolutely is. And again, written by the fabulous Jimmy McCarthy. But I think the song Ride On is just pure Christy. He was born to sing it, even if he didn't write it. And I think there's very few Irish people, I suppose.
Know this.
Exactly. Yeah.
yeah.
Or has heard someone take yeah. it on at the end of a long night.
He's still touring.
He is still touring. He's playing around the country yeah. at the moment. He was in Vicar Street there.
Quite a few of my friends actually saw him last year.
Yeah. And I've seen him on several occasions.
I did see him
in the Point. I've seen him in smaller venues. He has a reputation occasionally for being a bit of a curmudgeon or a bit, but let's be honest, the man has had a challenging time.
Yeah.
He's experienced personal problems, mental health issues, substance issues, all of that. But, you know, in terms of the journey of an artist, these are not A, unusual, and B, do they not inform the art? They absolutely do.
Well, we leave you with Christy Moore's Ride On from his album, Ride On. Alan Buckley from the Irish Rock and Roll Museum Experience. Thanks a million for joining us here on The Making Of.
An absolute pleasure.
Ride on. See.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.